Blog Talk Radio.
Pay attention to say, you know what, yeah, you know, I do feel that way. I do think that way.
then, you know, you're getting exactly what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You are getting exactly what you're thinking. So how do you change it? Change the way you think. Real simple, real simple. Let's go to our first caller this morning. Area code 484. Hey, Tonetta, how you doing, girl?
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're fine. Listen, I'm going to turn my volume up. Let me know if you hear an echo. Is it okay?
I can hear you. You're fine.
Okay, cool. What's going on, girl?
Basically, my question today is regarding Danny again. He was supposed to move in according to my last reading with you, and he did not move in yet. And the last time I seen him was maybe 2 weeks ago. And after we had a nice time together, I went off to work. He stayed at my house. He got up when he had to get up for work because I leave for work at 3 in the morning. He stayed at the house. I told him he could stay there, just lock the door when he gets up. He must have gotten up around 5 a.m., locked my door, went to his job, never heard back from him since. I've been texting him for an entire week. Hey, how you doing? What's going on? No word from him. And he's been on Facebook. He's been out with, you know, other friends of mutual friends of ours. So it isn't like he fell off the face of the earth or he's in jail or anything like that. At this point, I don't know what his problem is. And, I mean, so I just am leaving it alone. But on the other hand, I want this resolved. I really do, because for him to be playing these kind of mind games or whatever he got going on is not fair to me. You know, have a nice time, and then it's like he fell off the face of the earth. And this is the first time he's done this. So I don't know what the deal is with him.
Well, I chose Virgo right now, which is a sign of the Virgin. Suggest that you pace yourself and you'll get there, which means this. Don't rush him. He feels like he's jumping into a marriage. He doesn't want that relationship right now to be that way. I'm glad he wants to move in with you. I am. But I think Danny has some issues that are deep-seated and long-term, and he'll get over it. But don't rush him into anything. Moving in, it's like we're married, lock the doors, honey, do this. It's too much right now for him. And whatever relationship he had in the past bothers him a lot. He lost it, whoever it was that he lost. He lost it, and it made him feel very abandoned. So just take your time, as the energy suggests, to pace yourself, and you'll get there together. Don't rush anything. Don't make it too exciting for him at first. He'll get anxiety, and that's what freaks him out. And he shuts down and closes up.
Okay.
So take your time. Take your time with him. It's going to be okay. Because remember, we can't affect anyone's will. Let them have their will. And all we can do is be on the bandwagon and say, you know what, if there's something, Danny, that we need to discuss, don't run from me and don't hide from me. Let me know. I'm open to you, and I'm not going to make you feel what you don't want to feel or rush you into any situation. Just let me know. We can talk as friends and let it escalate from there, please. But just don't shut me out. I don't think that's fair. He'll get it.
Right. Right, so I've just let him alone at this point. I just leave it alone. I don't know when he's going to reach out to me again, but I just have let it alone.
He will.
You know, my mother used to say, she used to say, catching a man is like going fishing. And she said, you know, you throw the fishing line out, and when you get a bite, you kind of reel it in. But then you let it loose a little bit, let them run a little bit more, then you reel them back in again. And then you let them run a little bit more, and you reel them back in. The whole thing is, he's playing cat and mouse, and so you got to play the game with him. I know it may not seem like the right thing. It's because you grow in a relationship.
Oh, that's how you got me for 25 minutes.
That's right. Two things my mother taught me. One is to make you think that everything is your idea. And the other thing is to give you space. You know, so that's what you have to do right now. Give him space.
Mm-hmm.
When he wants that space, don't get freaked out by it. Okay, girlfriend? Don't get freaked out. say, okay, you know, you go get your space.
He'll come back.
And he'll come back. But no, you're chasing.
Don't do that.
Let me text. What's going on? And then he gets all freaked out and says, what? Dang. So just be cool and chill and know that it's going to work out. Don't be in such a panic about this relationship. And guess what, Tanetta? You got your eye on Danny, but God may have his eye on somebody completely different. And all that energy you're throwing into Danny, which is maybe like an okay relationship, you could be blocking like the relationship of the decade or of the century. So go along with this. Okay, this is what it is. This is where it is. I'm cool with it because I know everything is in divine order, right? This is the path
right.
that you're choosing to take. You'll either learn from this relationship of what you don't want, which I clearly think you're beginning to see, right?
Yes.
You know that you want someone who is committed and ready to do this. The day that you accept that, you'll be relieved. And then by that time, he'll be running trying to grab you. Girl, settle down. Be at peace. Be clear. And know that everything is going to be okay, whether it's with Danny or not. Because that relationship, that loving relationship that you're looking for, is looking for you. We're going to go to our next caller. Okay, sweetheart?
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay, you slipped in here. Area code 646. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Good morning. It's
good
Helene.
Good morning. What's your name?
Helene.
Helene?
Yep.
Okay, Helene, you got a question for Dr. Reggie?
I do. Dr. Reggie, several months ago, I had mentioned, I brought this relationship up, someone that I care for a great deal, and suggested I burn a dark blue candle for Archangel Michael to help the communication. Communication's gotten better. It's still slow, and I was just wondering what you see for this relationship and anything that else I can do to assist it.
Okay, what's the person's first name?
Don't want to give it. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, what I've drawn is a devil card, which means this. Someone is trying to prevent it from being possible. If you, with you having the relationship, no matter who this person is, male, female, animal, I don't care who it is, it's a loving relationship with you. And the thing is, what's trying to prevent it is a relationship from the past. And it's making it harder and harder for this person to break loose, because this person is trying to haunt them to bring them back, and they're like, oh no, I'm not coming back. So
right.
Whatever that is, that's what it means.
Wow.
And you don't want this. Don't force it too fast. Let it happen on its own. It's going to allow itself to happen and unfold. You can't force it. Just let it unfold on its own. Burn your candles again. Don't stop, but keep that person in your mind, holding them, cuddling them, being close to them, and it will happen. It will.
Okay, it's a relationship with a male, and he was in a relationship. I don't know anything about it, really. So it can happen on its own. This other person can't keep us apart.
That's right. That's right. They can't, because your power is greater than theirs, and the emotional cord connecting you two is more powerful than the other person trying to bring them back.
Okay. Wow.
Is this a long distance relationship?
Not long. It's not long, but it is a distance. Yeah.
Okay. It hit me all of a sudden that it was a distant relationship.
Yeah.
But
I think the other person isn't in that close proximity either.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. It's gonna get better for you.
Pardon?
I feel it getting better and better each time. Yeah.
Oh, great. And the dark blue candles to use for Archangel Michael?
Yes, because that's the sword that cuts all the negative energy.
Oh, good.
That's what the cosmic candles mean. Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, with Archangel Michael on my side, that's good. Can I just ask you something about career?
Yes.
Are things going to get better? I'm an actor. I'm getting ready now to go to a TV show, but I'm just doing background. Will my creative career improve and also help support me better?
Yes, I see it. It says there's a crescent in your hand. It's almost like it already happened.
Ooh, I love that.
It's almost like it already happened. It's because you're asking for it and seeking it. What you desire is also desiring you. It is the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. Keep that in mind, in the forefront of your mind, that nothing can stop you. No power is greater than the desire and will. Your will is very strong. When you want something to happen, it does. So stay in that mode and know that it will happen. It's got the green light for you right now, like it already has. But don't think of anything doubtful or reversing it. Keep it going. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you both.
We love you. Have a great weekend, baby. Okay?
Love you, too. And you, too. Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
Hey, Kathy.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Oh, my goodness. My question, thank God, is not about love. I'm teasing this morning. I've been working with different people on my back because, you know, my doctor told me last month I need back surgery. So I've worked with some healers, my quantum angel healing teacher, and it's pressing against the nerve in my spine, one of my discs. So anyways, am I going to end up having back surgery?
Well, it says the Neptune planet is a planet of illusion. It warns you that you will be deceived if you follow through with this back surgery. It's telling you not to do it. Your mind says, go ahead and do it. But there's something saying no. Something on inside of you pulling you against it. So right now, with all the healers and all the people, it's about your belief. Do you believe that you can be healed? That's what Jesus asked people. Dost thou believe thou canst be healed? And they would say yes. And they said, he would say to them, be it done unto you according to your faith. If you believe you can be healed, no doctor in the world can do it, because the greatest surgeon in the world can perform an operation. But that same surgeon has to sit back and wait for a higher power to do the healing.
I do believe that, and I, you know, I do Reiki, and I even tried Reiki on myself, and I hate to say nothing's working, and I'm in so much pain.
Right, but you know what, Reiki is a very powerful energy, and
right.
It's inside of you. Also, the scriptures tell you, physician, heal thyself. You do have the power to self-heal spontaneously and to regenerate. That's what I'm doing every day to myself. And my labs are coming out great. They don't understand it. They really don't. And it's a powerful thing. My doctor the other day said, I was there in the room when a catheter connected to your aorta and your neck should have bled out. But there is no scientific explanation or medical one that can defies explanation. What happened to you? Why you did not bleed out? You should have bled out and probably died.
Wow.
So depending on a power greater than myself that is within me, to keep me and heal me and sustain me. I've come so close to death so many times. I simply don't even know about it when I was younger. So many times that, you know what? I thank God that I'm still here. There's a reason for that. And your belief makes it so. Your belief makes everything so. So keep doing it and heal with a candle, a white candle, and say, thank you, Raphael, for coming to my room. Thank you, Raphael, for giving you the wand of healing and the balm of Gilead for healing. Thank you, God, for making it so. Thank you, thank you. And if it's too much pain to deal with, and the pain is from 1 to 10, it's a 10 kind of pain, then go to the doctor and say, is there something I can take to help me ease the pain? In the meantime, what alternative methods can I use to help heal my back and to fuse bones or whatever? If they tell you none, that's not true. That's not the truth. If they want to do some drastic surgery, to me it's too intrusive. But if you think you can handle it and it makes you feel better and they put titanium or whatever they're going to do in your back, that's
right.
One thing. I don't want you to have too much pain.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am working with Raphael, so.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the angel of healing. It means God healed.
Okay.
You know, I love I love the fact that you are giving her the rituals to go through, because rituals are help activate your faith.
Your living prayer.
Right. And, you know, when you're in pain, you begin to focus on the pain, and then you think, well, all this other stuff isn't working because I'm still in pain. And
right.
then that moves you in a place of doubt,
mm-hmm.
okay?
And
then
fear.
Fear.
Fear. Yeah.
Exactly. So you really just need to be in prayer and meditation and stay strong in your faith that this healing will come without surgery. This healing will come without surgery. My healing, I am healed without surgery.
Amen.
I am healed without surgery. And you have to build that energy, that energetic vibration within your environment with you, and even the people that you talk to.
Yeah.
I mean, the number of people, the doctors and stuff that talk to Reggie go, oh, you know, we don't know anybody that came off of peritoneal dialysis. And now they're telling him, oh, my goodness, you know, your labs are just unbelievable, because most people that go on dialysis go down, and here you are improving. They're not even expecting improvement.
Right.
So you cannot go to the doctor and expect them to say, oh, yeah, you could get away with this without surgery. That's not going to happen. They're always looking for a problem. Or, you know, that's how they've been trained to treat whatever you're going through. So
right.
you have to build your armor right now of faith.
That's
you
exactly what I'm
going to
start saying, Cynthia. I am healed without surgery.
Yes.
I love
great
that.
Mantra.
I love
yes.
that.
Yes. Well, we're holding you in prayer. We're
absolutely.
Seeing you healed.
We're sending you light.
And listen,
thank
there
you.
Is a movie that you can rent online. Do a search. I think it's called The Living Matrix.
Oh, wow. It's a great film.
It's a great
okay.
film. And it's really talking about how they are discovering the power of our belief in terms of healing.
And there are many people on there, on that film, who, it's like The Secret, but it's better. It's about healing. The lady who's in charge of the ions and all these other things, and scientists are beginning to make a breakthrough. And they said, you know, this is amazing how the mind heals the body.
Right.
So the more you say, the more you repeat it, the better it is.
Right. Instead of saying, I need surgery, you know, because that's probably the negative part of it is canceling it.
You know what? When you say,
that.
I am. Anytime
that's
you
right.
say, I am to, the word I am, it means
yeah.
God in me is.
Right.
When you say, I am healed. I am healed.
Right.
I am whole. I am focused. Mm-hmm. I am well without surgical intervention. I am well. Thank you, God, for healing me. Thank you for healing the body that you made. Thank you. And
mm-hmm.
watch the result.
Okay.
Watch the result.
I will.
Be mine.
Thank you.
Okay.
I love you both.
I love,
love
you,
too. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
What a sweetheart.
I know. Okay, this is Laura. How are you? Hi. Morning, Laura.
I'm hey. Good. How are you two?
We're wonderful, wonderful. You made me smile this morning. What's up?
Well, I want to move into a house, and I just wonder, oh, and I got a little feather last night, and I'm wondering if that was a message from my angels. So, you know, a little feather. But I'm really wondering if you... Pardon me?
What color is the feather?
It's white.
Okay. Good sign. Sign of peace.
It's really, really little. I get them every once in a while. They're very tiny, but lately they've been getting slightly bigger. Anyways.
Right.
What else? Oh, so I wanted to know about that home. Do you see me getting a home anytime within the next year?
Well, the Queen of Hearts says, urges you to follow your heart instead of what others say. If this is what you really want and know why you really want it, it's going to be drawn to you anyway because you're manifesting it in your realm of consciousness. You want this house, that's a good thing. It may give you freedom and independence, but it's also a lot of responsibility. So if you want
okay,
that, that's going to be Yeah, I know. It'll be good for you. You have to allow it to happen. And these feathers are someone who crossed over, who loves you very much. And the fact that it's getting bigger and bigger means your connection to them is getting stronger and stronger.
Oh.
And it feels female. Who died?
Yeah, who it is?
Who?
Do you know who it is that's giving me the feathers?
It feels like a female. I don't know who it is, no. Do you know?
No. It was my angel.
It feels like someone very close to you. Did anybody have heart failure or diabetes who crossed over?
That was my mother.
Okay. So she's got a very powerful connection, and that's close to you. And that means she's getting stronger and stronger, and you can feel her energy sometimes.
That would be great. Yes. Yeah.
Which means that she's asking you to go through this. Sometimes you guys didn't get along on every subject, but you know what? She loves you very much, and this is the way she has to redeem herself by helping you now, and she will. The token signature are the feathers. Does she believe in angels too?
Yes.
Yes.
She did, yeah.
That's what this is. It's a very powerful symbol and a very loving connection between both of you. And she's going to help you get the house and everything else you want to do. So stay tuned for that and just go with your faith.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Oh, I love it. A new house. That's going to be fun.
It is.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
I need it. Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. All righty. Area code 210. You're on the
Good air. Morning.
Good morning. Oh, I love it. You just come in with all that great energy. Your voice is awesome. What's your name?
My name's Mike or Michael. Either or will work.
Oh, my goodness.
Michael means he who is like God. Okay, what's your question, Michael?
I have a question about a relationship that I'm currently in. I start overanalyzing and overthinking and trying to forecast where things will go. And I guess I want to know if you can pick up on how this other person feels.
It feels good. You rolled a double five, which means you have to await a positive response from a most important person. That person feels very powerful in your life, very strong in your life. And it's really unusual because I just feel the energy is unusual. I don't know what that means, but it feels like the energy is very unusual from this person. And they send out very good vibes, but they also feel good with you. But the signal has not been strong enough on either side. They're like, it's tap and go, tap and go, tap and go. Nobody's making a real commitment to merge and merge. But that's going to happen very soon. It will. I think it may be meant to be. But this person feels important to themselves. They want to make sure they're not screwing anything up. And I keep feeling that parents or somebody, a matriarch or an older person is involved, saying, are you sure you want this? Are you sure you want this? Is this the right thing? Whatever that means to the other person.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be up to you both to make that decision.
Okay. I wasn't sure if timing, if I just needed to be more patient, if I was overthinking it. So I thought, let me call in and get some guidance.
Yeah, but it feels like a good relationship, but somebody's thinking, is it the right thing, whatever that means? I have no idea what that means. But an older person advising the other person, is this the right thing to do?
So they're kind of questioning them.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Oh, I see. The other thing, I'm sorry?
I said, you can't question it. You just have to know that this is the right, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other question you had?
In the beginning, you said Michael, my name. What did that mean? Did you say healer of God?
No, he who is like God.
Oh, he who is like God. Oh, okay.
That's okay. What Michael means.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, I've been tapping into my intuitive abilities, and I've been able to pick up on certain things, but I know I'm definitely a natural healer.
Very good. Very good. Because in your past life, you did healing. Hands on. And Michael helps you too, and the other archangels. So you're in good company.
Awesome.
Okay?
Well, thank you all very much. I really do appreciate it.
All right.
No problem. Have a great weekend.
You too. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Listen, guys, if you're in the queue and you want a reading, you have to press 1 on your telephone keypad. That's the name of the game. Area code 914-338-0590. Then press 1, and you can get a reading with Dr. Reggie this
Saturday.
I am. I'm so energized. It's like I've been dragging all week. I'm so grateful to have some energy. It's getting all this love from the people listening here today.
It's true.
It really does something for me. Okay, I forgot where I was now. Area code 443. You're on the air.
Good morning, my
Hey, baby. How you doing, Cody?
I'm good, thank you, Cody.
You're breaking up, sweetheart. I can hardly hear you. Where are you? Can you move around in your room?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Good morning to both of you lovely people.
Huh?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, my question today is proverbial. I just want to know about my finances. Are they going to improve, or what should I do to help them improve? And like everybody else, I want to know about my love life, but I'll just stick with just the finances right now.
Okay, well, right now it says the tea leaves form the shape of a fish. It means to cast your net wider. Don't just limit yourself, number one, about your finances or about your relationship or anything else. You know what? Finances, since we know that God ain't broke.
Hello.
We know that the source of everything on earth comes from God. Everything, including what man has decided to add value to, this paper with dead presidents on it called money. That moves everything. All you do is ask God. Like the Bible says, ask, and it shall be given, because it always is. You can't tell God how to do something, because he made the universe and knows where to pull from. I am always surprised. I don't even know anybody in London and got readings from London. So, you know, it's amazing to me how God works. When you set your intention and pray and say thank you in advance of receiving this money, before you get it, it's like you already have. Jesus said, when you pray, believing that you have received, it shall be done unto you according to your faith and belief. So your faith has a lot to do with it. As a soul made by God, you have a lot of power. Don't doubt yourself or your power, and please don't doubt the power of God to work in your life. So money is no obstacle for God at all, not money at all, ever. And to find someone you love, you have to be imbued and embodied completely with every cell in your body with the power of a loving, giving, nurturing, sweet soul, and you will attract that to you, which you are.
Woo, I love it.
Woo. Thank you, Dr. Reggie.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Did you get your booster shot this morning?
Huh?
I said, did Dr. Reggie give you your booster shot this morning?
Oh, yeah, he gave me my booster shot this morning. I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, I'll go on because I know it's a lot of people. I love both of you. Thank you.
We love you too, Cody.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Raquel's 44. What's going on?
Hey, hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, hang on a second. I've just got the message thing on. Okay, we're good. Dr. Reggie, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like some advice, please. I've been going for some new job positions. One, I haven't heard anything back from for the past few weeks, but I'm being put forward for another one, which is a tutoring position, which would be really good if I could get it. Are you getting any vibes, you know, any insight into this?
I do see the tutoring one, but it's not children necessarily. It's adults, too.
It is adults.
Yeah, and also I see Aquarius, the sign of the water bearer, and recommends that you consider another course of direction or action, which means this. It's good to be the tutor and ask for that energy. Pray about it. Burn a green candle to bring it forth even faster and say,
okay.
I see myself tutoring. I believe this is going to happen. Thank you, God, for bringing this to my life. Thank you, universe, for opening the doors for making this happen. I am so excited about my tutoring position. It's great money, and I'm really helping people to learn in a great way. Thank you so much. And guess what happens? Watch what unfolds. Your doors
I
will. Start to open. You go, oh my God. Crazy.
You know what? As soon as you said, oh, there's this tutoring job, your whole voice changed.
It did. It got brighter. It's going to happen.
It was my joy.
It's what I want
to
do.
Yes. So you're already rolling in the vibration of
yes.
of that job. And you totally dismissed the other one. Oh, yeah. That's
the other one, I was put forward for it, but it wasn't what I thought I was going for, and I didn't actually want that one. I wanted a different position, and then the other position went, and then this one came up, and it was like, oh, my God, Rachel, this is you. You have to do it. You have to do it. And I'm like, I'm there. I'm so there.
Yeah. Oh, that's fabulous. So now just see you doing it.
Yeah,
see,
that's it.
Right.
See them offering it to you. And think about how it feels when the phone rings or you get the email saying we want to make you this offer.
Wow, isn't that great?
Oh, my
exciting.
Goodness. And how, just live in it. Not right now, because it's already done.
That's the law of projection.
Brilliant.
That's very good.
Is it?
Oh, I love the law of projection.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we love you. Have a great weekend.
I love you guys, too. Enjoy your weekend. And thank you.
Okay.
Call us and let us know what happens, okay?
I will do. You have a good day. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Bye. Area code 617, you're on the air this morning.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What is your name?
Oh, my gosh. I picked the phone. It's Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, you got a secret to tell us this morning.
Secret? Now, if I told you, it wouldn't be a secret anymore. I know, I'm fresh. I'm sorry.
What's going on?
Well, my question is in regards to I have, for the past couple of nights, I have been having dreams about snakes.
Snakes?
Uh-huh.
Yes. But the thing
cool.
is that they're not biting me. They're not biting
okay.
me at all. I mean, they're surrounding me. They're crawling on me. But I'm not afraid of them.
Right. Because snakes are a symbol, number one, of healing. That's what the caduceus
yeah.
is all about in the medical field. And number two, it's a sign of great secret wisdom. It's really funny that Cynthia tapped in and said, tell us your secret. But the thing is, snakes represent divine secret, occult secrets.
Wow.
And they're used for and wonderful things to make things happen, to make things disappear. Also, whatever you're doing, there's a dark-haired woman involved. Whoever she is, she's got dark hair, and she's not dangerous, but she wants to help. But people fear her for some strange reason or don't trust her. But that's not the case at all.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. It's a good thing. You're opening up a new path in a new
yes.
dimension. In dream
yes.
case.
Teaching yes.
a lot of things in the dream. And
you
should diary these things down, write them down, and see how things change all the time with spontaneous healing, with growth, and with strange esoteric knowledge and wisdom. That's what snakes represent.
And that's what I felt in the dream, because the thing about it is the snakes had no color. They
right.
they had no color, but they were crawling on me, they were surrounding me, but I felt like I had control and power over the snakes.
Exactly, you too. You do. And when they're colorless, that means there's no fear, no danger.
Yes, that's exactly what I felt. And they weren't biting me. It was like, it was weird. I'm like, they're not biting me.
That's about healing.
Wow.
They want to help you.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, that's exactly what I was thinking this morning. They're they're here for healing and that I'm in control, because I knew that if I feared them, then they would bite me.
Yes, they would change.
Yes. I had no fear of these snakes. It was like, again, I was the one that was controlling it. I had the power over these snakes.
Wow, that's fantastic. It really is.
Yes. Yes. Wow.
There's a lot of power going on there.
Excellent. Now, do you have a message for me?
Yes, I do. Cool. I told you about this dark-haired woman. There's some woman who had dark hair that will help you along the way.
Okay.
But also, there's a butterfly shape in the hand. They want you to rely on the help of a stranger. Rely on the help of a stranger. That's coming up very soon, in the next week. Rely on their help, because it's not that you've always been independent. That's your strong thing. But this time, they want you to rely on the help of this person.
Wow. Oh, that's beautiful. And I love butterflies. Butterflies is my symbol.
Yes. Freedom and transformation.
Yes. Yes. Oh, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. Yes. Thank you so very much. Thank you both. Many blessings. Many blessings.
You too.
Bye-bye.
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 What a sweetheart.
I know. What a journey she's going through. Area code 203, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. This is Woody.
Hey, Woody, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, Woody.
Okay,
how you doing?
I haven't heard from you. Wow, what's going on?
My question is for career. I submitted materials to, what's it called, Music Matters, and I was wondering, do you see anything going forward with that?
I do, and it says that even though that the other person will have the last word on this, it's a guy who will have the last word about the whole thing as a collaboration, as a exposure of music, as a spotlight on things, you know, that's a good sign. So, and one thing it says too, don't overlook the detail. You get excited about the acceptance, but don't overlook any of the detail, the fine print, I guess they mean. Don't overlook any of those, because it's very important. And you always have control of your product, your music.
Wow.
And as a writer, that's the lifeblood of that whole industry. That's where the money comes from. That's how people sign these $10 million contracts and sell millions of albums and don't make a dime, because they're not looking at the whole thing. Write your music, protect it, and keep it as your own. Don't give it to anyone else. Don't let them have any control over it in terms of percentages or any synchronization rights or any of that. It is all yours. It's your brainchild. So hold on to it. And that's the message.
Thank you.
Okay.
All righty.
Have a good day.
You too.
You too. Area code 347, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Cynthia. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you all?
Oh, we're fine. How are you this morning?
I've been missing you all. Yes, I don't really have a... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I said, I'm so sorry we haven't been with you guys this week, but I was just too tired.
It's okay.
Okay, but we'll be back next week.
Oh, good. We just, you know, I just wanted to make sure, you know, I wasn't missing it. I said, oh, where are they? So I'm glad that you all are back. This is the question.
What's your question?
This is a question, for Dr. Reggie. I, for the last probably, I want to say month or so, I will think of something, and usually it's a person, and it comes to fruition, like in a matter of, I don't know, like it could happen like in the next hour. And I wanted to know, what is that? Like, I have a thought, and I say, okay, I got to call Jerry today. And then Jerry will text me. Or, you know, I got to call my uncle, and he'll knock at the door. So I'm just, what is that?
You know, that's another case of the law of projection. You think of a person, they'll call you. I haven't seen so-and-so so long. Oh, my God, I was just thinking about you. Why'd you call? Because they were thinking about you, too. And they got the message. It's a mental thing that happens. You send out energy, vibrational lines to that person. You see their face, and you see their energy, and they respond to you by the quickest way they can, either text or phone or show up at the door. You're sending
right.
out messages. That's a very powerful energy of clairvoyance. You have a very powerful psychic energy that you're using to project what you want. You can do it not only people, but with objects that may be lost, with money that you need, everything.
Right.
With the law
everything. Yeah,
yeah,
and it's like, it's just so immediate now. I say, oh, God, I think I called Dr. Reddy.
And manifesting power? That's evolved manifesting power. That's a person who's evolved in manifesting what they want. That's a gift, a great gift. Some people work for a lifetime trying to manifest. Because they believe and they don't believe. They believe and they don't believe. You just let it go and allow it to be, and it is. Amen.
Ooh. Thank you, Dr. Reggie. I knew you would know. Thank you so much. You all have a great day.
All right,
okay.
You too.
Okay,
wow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right. So listen, guys. We've got people in the queue, but no one has pressed 1 on the telephone keypad. If you're listening in, this is a good time to call in, 914-338-0590. If not, we're going to call it a day because we want to get our party started for this weekend.
You're talking about the new format of the show.
Oh, okay. So talk about it.
Well, we have an idea for a format change on the show. We're going to keep it the same way. However, we think it's a good idea to bring in authors about these books that we've portrayed to you and bring the authors in and let them discuss things and let you ask questions of the actual author. If you think it's a good idea, please press 1 and we'll do it.
If you already press 1, you have to turn it off and then click press 1 again. Nobody's pressing 1.
Okay.
They don't like that idea.
That may not be true. I think it's a great idea.
Kathy. Okay, so Karen likes that idea. How about you, Kathy? Turn it off. Press 1, turn it off, and then press 1 to turn it back on. She's probably off. Okay, somebody else likes the idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I think it is, because that way you have an intimate feel with the person who wrote the actual book, and Cynthia still be doing the teaching, but I'm sure there are other people who want to hear what the author has to say about it and how they got into it.
Okay, what else?
Those are good things. That's a good format. And then we'll always have Oracle Friday bringing other intuitives on. I'm doing a wide search right now.
Yeah. We actually want to have Oracle Friday and then another Oracle Day, like Oracle Tuesday or Oracle Wednesday. So we're looking at doing 2 days out of the week for readings. Do you like that idea? Press 1. If you've already pressed 1, press 1 again to turn it off and then turn it back on. Two days of reading. Cool. Okay. Looks like we got to go on that one, Dr. Reggie.
Okay.
All right, what was the next thing that we had talked about?
Closing prayer.
No, not yet. There was one other change.
What are you asking me?
Oh, okay. So then we were also thinking about, we want you guys to be more involved on the show. We want more conversation with you guys. Instead of us just teaching.
But I think the authors will do that. They'll bring up those things in them. They'll say, well, how did this happen? Why did this happen? Whatever.
Right. So anyway, that's it. That's what we're working on. We'll keep you abreast of the changes and how it's coming in. There's one other thing. We also have several readers who want to be on Dr. Reggie, they're encouraging us to create our own psychic line, and we would like for it to be different. You know, we're very spiritually based in our readings and things here. So these people will be available to you by calling our toll-free number, Watch your email as we launch this out and develop it. So you'll have people that are in alignment with the teachings of Circles of Prosperity that are available for readings, or if you want to call it spiritual coaching,
healing,
guidance, they will be available to you. So those are the things that we're working on to take Circles of Prosperity to the next level and to serve you more. We're going to go ahead and go into our closing prayer this morning, and we will end the show early.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for divine wisdom and teachings that can only come from you. The one area of our minds and souls is the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It has its own thinking mechanism. And we thank you that imparts knowledge to the brain, and not the other way around. We thank you for the blood that pumps and flows through our veins. We thank you for our blessings in our life, our transportation, our residency, our finances, and our health. In every aspect and area of life, we thank you for it, because without you, there would be no life at all. We give thanks and gratitude for everything that is. We believe this is so as we travel, and so it is.
And so it is. We love you guys.